Welcome to A Mortgage Lender's Diary. I hope that you have been enjoying the podcast. So I've got an Instagram and you can follow me at A Mortgage Lender's Diary and just give me a follow. I'm going to try and keep that updated as I can, but really no promises. Okay, so let's jump back in to the episode, a continuation of RESPA. I hate those long intros, so here we go. So the knowledge of third-party settlement service providers. PMI Insurance, conventional and conforming loans. So PMI Insurance, conventional and conforming loans protects the lender. It is required if they can't put down a 20% down payment. So it allows more people to be able to get higher risk loans while not putting the lender in a bad place. Basically, this allows for there to be more people able to get homes and diversifying. So I think that that's really good, although I think that PMI has really gotten a bad rap because of the extra expense and how it can be perceived as going into a really large financial decision with no money to back it up, if that makes sense. So you can see it in both ways. I tend to agree with both tendencies. Like, I think it's awesome that more people are able to get homes, but I also see it as concerning that there are some people that can only put down, you know, a really small down payment when this may be a financial decision that they should not embark on. The next one is going to be the appraiser. This gives an estimated value of property. There are multiple ways that this person will do this, and we will go more into this on a later podcast. I think it'd be kind of cool to bring in an actual appraiser and see what their daily life is like and what their job is like, because I think it's really unique, and I'm definitely not the pro to speak on appraisals, but there are multiple approaches. The cost approach, the income approach, and the sales comparison. So cost is by the cost analysis. Income approach evaluates how well this property might make you income. And sales is how other people or other comparable properties sold on the local market. So the cost analysis is like, how much would it cost for me to build this? Income says how much I make. And sales says what is, how did others sell and how is mine going to sell? And that's probably the way that, you know, a lot of residential ones are evaluated. So I wish that this test was more fresh in my mind. What I do know is that they talked a lot about appraisals and styles, and I want to do more on appraisals just to help out you guys. Title insurance covers the lender and owners against defects in the chain of title. It's a one-time fee, and it's designed to protect the lenders and property owners against loss. The title insurance lasts until the mortgage is paid in full, and it works as long as you or your heirs retain the property. Like other types of insurance, it can feel like a burden, but if things really hit the fan with the title, it is well worth it. This section also covers home inspectors and what their role might be. So initial escrow statements. It's the disclosure typically given at settlement, but the lender has 45 days from settlement to deliver it. The statement must include amount of payment, portion of payment in escrow, itemized taxes and insurance, amount selected as a cushion, projected balance versus actual balance, and if the service is transferred, there are 60 days to send out the new initial escrow statement. So I'll repeat that. It'll have the amount of payment, the portion of payment in escrow, itemized taxes and insurance, a cushion, projected versus actual balance, and if it is transferred, there will be 60 days to send out a new initial escrow statement. So, changes that can be made to the HUD-1 or good faith estimate. You can revise change if circumstances have changed. I'll probably be going into that on a later episode. If there's an increase in closing costs, if the value of the property changes, if there's something that happens that negatively affects a borrower's ability to qualify, like losing a job, there is 10 plus days to indicate the intent to proceed. So that would change, and that would be something that you could make a change for the good faith estimate. And the settlement is delayed more than 60 days, like a new construction being behind schedule or something like that. And the loan estimate, keep in mind, is only good for 10 days. So you can give a good faith estimate without all the information. But when it does come in and it is available, it needs to be updated immediately. Some settlement services to know are the origination of a federal, so settlement services, origination of a federal related mortgage loan. This also includes processing and underwriting of this loan, any broker services, provisions of services around origination, processing and funding, title services, attorney, document prep, getting credit reports, inspections, settlements by agents, mortgage insurance, and real estate agents and brokers. So required disclosures to the consumer for an MLO who's also a mortgage broker, addition of the affiliated business agreement, making the list, the loan estimate, the closing disclosure, special information booklet, mortgage disclosure statement, servicing transfer statement, initial escrow, annual escrow analysis, and 10 HUD-approved counseling agencies. So that's kind of like the overview of the RESPA outline from the NMLS website. I'm really, really trying to find a new study tool because I feel like CompuCram was good, but it wasn't enough. The test that I took was not only just harder, but it was information that was worded differently and it felt newer. And I just want to make sure that I can find a good study material for everyone. And so if anyone has any suggestions, please reach out. But I feel like the NMLS doesn't really have a good outline. For the real estate exam, there's so many different tools out there. But we unfortunately don't get that same luxury. So it is what it is. But I just want to put that out there. If people have taken the test in 2020 and have a good study tool, please, please, please send it over. I would love to check it out. I would love to spend some time researching it and then sharing it with everyone else to create this awesome tool for everyone. Anyway, thank you for listening and come back next time. We'll be covering TILA.